Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, as I mentioned in the first hour, I've done something I said I was never going to do again. I have made quite the show over the course of time about small guns, about carrying a small gun and relying on that as your carry gun. And 95% of the time, I will be carrying a, what I would refer to as a standard size gun, even though it may be the smaller configuration of whatever model is out there, like the Staccato CS or the Glock 45, you know. But what I discovered, while on the one hand, you know, on the one hand, I wondered, why do they even make these? Now, I know for some people that the carry gun, the more comfortable the carry gun is, the more likely they are to carry it. I get it. There's way too many SIG P365s out there for me to believe that, you know, it's not a carry gun that people like. Lots of people carry it. Lots of people I respect carry it, right? But the size, as far as that being the principal and only carrying gun, that's where I've always sort of drawn the line. But let me describe the scenario. So I'm in a venue where we have some of the highest dollar bourbon and scotch you've ever seen in your life, and everybody there that is there to sample it and to sample the food and all the other things. There's nobody getting drunk. Everybody is behaving in a very responsible way. And I'm trying to film it all. And I'm trying to move through the crowd. And at the same time, in the state in which I live, it is not illegal for me to have a gun show. It's not illegal for me to have a gun in a bar. And still, I'm very conscious of the fact that I'm carrying the Staccato C2. Normally, I would not be, because I would not be moving in the manner in which I was moving as much. I wasn't moving as much as, say, if I were in yoga class, but I was moving a lot, and I was having to compress a lot. And, well, I've lost weight, and I can compress. It's still... I was very conscious of what was going on. And so I began to ask myself, how can I make this better? And that was the question. How can I make this better? Because I'm going to have to film again in another event. And I will be carrying a gun. I carry a gun everywhere I go. Most of the guns that I carry would be considered, at their smallest, they would be considered compact. Staccato CS. the CZP07. I have a CZP07. My friend Andy gave me that is a good carry gun. But they're not, you know, they're on the upper end of the small gun as far as size is concerned. Double stacks, you know, all of them would be considered to be almost, I don't know, a combat pistol of a sort, a fighting pistol. That's what I want. That's what I want. I want a fighting pistol. I want to be carrying a fighting pistol. However, sometimes I discovered, and I mean, I'm not happy I discovered it, but I discovered that smaller sometimes makes things a little easier. And one of the things that I'm noticing is that, like say with Staccato, my understanding with Staccato is that they're going to redesign the mags and they're going to bring the grip size down of some of the other guns as well. Because one of the problems with some of these guns, because they are being adopted by certain law enforcement agencies, it comes down to grip size, you know. So they're going to make it a little slimmer. Still going to hold the same amount of ammunition, and it's still going to be a 16-round mag, just like in the CS. There's a lot of people I know that have given up on every gun but the CS now, because the CS is just that good, and it is a superb firearm. But in the application I was looking at the other day, it was just and I wasn't carrying the CS, I was carrying the C2, which is just a little bit bigger than it. So now I have a Glock 43, 6-round magazines is what it came with. I've talked to my guy Dan at Hive Technologies, and he's going to set me up with some +3s, so I can carry a 6-rounder in the gun, but I can have a couple of 9s with me. We are approaching, what I consider to be a acceptable level of ammo. I like double figures. I like 10 rounds. I don't know why. I just do. But there's one thing that is weighing on me as I think about this, as I've gotten this, because now it occurs to me that I've got to take this gun out and train with it. I've got to get some trigger time on it. I'm gonna replace it with an Overwatch Patriot trigger from Hive Technologies, a trigger on it. And that's going to be the extent of my modification. I saw one when I was buying this. Somebody tried to turn it into a much bigger gun and put an accessory rail on it and some sort of charging handle enhancement on the back of the slide. And I don't know why you would do that to a gun that size, because you get it that size to make it easier to carry. So on top of everything else I'm doing, I've now I've added another gun to my rotation, and this one, which is unlike the other two because of its size, this one's going to take a little bit of a tweaking, but all of the tweaks, besides the physical tweaks, the magazine capacity, the trigger, everything else is going to happen on the range. And it's all going to come down to the range. Me and Super Dave, we're going to talk about it. I mean, I bought it from a guy named Dewey's Pawn Shop. He and I are going to talk about it on the local station. Small guns are both a boon and an albatross when you're going to carry them. But if you're going to carry them, you got to get serious about the task at hand, which is to be competent with them. This one is small. It's thin, and I've tried carrying it for the last couple of days, and it is easy. So, I have found the solution to my problem. Now I just have to complete that solution. So, some of you, you know, my email address is bill@lockandloadradio.com. I would like to know your opinion of this. Are you carrying a smaller gun? If you are you happy with it? I know a lot of people carry Smith 642s, happy all day. 5-rounders, you know, they carry a couple of speed loaders. They got 15 rounds altogether. They think that's all they're going to need. And along with being that gun carrier, they're also more aware. So, like all good gunfighters, they're avoiding the gunfight. This issue will come up again. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You've heard me and Dean talk about this. The age-old question, and you know, the debate is up again. Recently, two hikers, two adventurers, as they would call them, and in Canada, where in Canada you cannot carry a gun into a national park, two of them were mauled to death by a grizzly. And an empty can of beer spray, an empty can of bear spray was found at the scene. Also, hunters in Yellowstone Country have shot bears in self-defense recently. So now bear spray is, there's question marks behind that as far as if that is a good defense against a bear in grizzly country. And the answer is, it could, you know, that it depends. Wildlife biologist Frank Von Manen said there are scenarios where a firearm is a better option. For example, when dealing with an extremely aggressive bear, situations where bear spray did not deter the animal, or when a firearm provides a quicker response time. Of course, effective and safe use of a firearm under such a duress situation requires good skills, with the main goal being to eliminate the threat without risking the lives of others. And he is the supervisory biologist for the U.S. Geological Survey's Interagency Grizzly Bear Study Team. Former Navy SEAL and outdoorsman Chris Forrest of Bozeman, Montana, said he carrying both. He said, my quote I always use is, two is one and one is none. A can of bear spray usually works, but if it doesn't and that's all you have, then you're out of options. And he offers a two-day surviving the grizz backcountry safety course. The general consensus seems to be that bear spray is the better overall option and firearms aren't allowed in some areas. Is that correct? So, let's look at what happened in Canada. Doug Inglis and his longtime partner, Jenny Gus, both 62, were killed by a grizzly along with their dog last week in a remote section of Canada's Banff National Park. They were known to be highly experienced in grizzly country, and a fully discharged can of bear spray was found at the scene of their deaths. Emergency responders also found an aggressive grizzly at the scene and were forced to shoot and kill it. We know nothing about how the attack unfolded, including whether the couple's dog might have agitated the bear. Now, experts recently told Cowboy State Daily that unless a dog has been specially bred and trained to deal with grizzlies, it's generally a bad idea to take a dog into bear country. Now, there's no way of knowing the specifics of the Banff attack, but Van Manen agreed that the dog can either help stop a grizzly attack or make it worse. He said, there's not a simple answer to this. Like a horse, a dog is likely to detect a bear much earlier than humans. A well-trained dog that is experienced around bears can serve as a useful extension of our own senses and act as an early warning system. However, there have been instances where a dog provokes a bear attack and runs back to its owners, thus increasing the risk of a harmful encounter. An owner that keeps a dog at heel will have a lower risk than someone who lets their dog roam, so human behavior plays a role as well. As for the bear spray apparently being used during the attack, Forrest said he knows of situations where that didn't work either. He said sometimes they take a hit of it and they run off and shake it off and then they come back at you because they're mad. Now, a gun would not have been a legal option for Ingalls and Gus because Canada doesn't allow civilians to have firearms in their national parks. You can carry them in Yellowstone National Park, although it's illegal to actually shoot them there. even so, Forrest said it might be, if it comes down to a life or death situation, you have to consider shooting the grizzly and then living to face a possible illegal discharge of a firearm charge. Flares also are a better defense option that work in the wetter North Country and might have turned the tide in favor of the humans in Banff. He said, surviving the Grizz instructor said, we actually teach the use of marine flares in our class as another possible bear deterrent. They're super bright, they're hot, and they hiss. You can hold them between yourself and the bear. That's actually worked out okay in, places like Alaska, but in a drier climate like Wyoming, there could be a serious drawback to igniting a flare to drive a grizzly off. If it's in the summer, in August, and you start a forest fire with a flare, you're going to be liable for that forest fire. Now, Canadian officials, and this is always the case, they reported that bear attacks in Banff are extremely rare, making the Inglis and Gus deaths all the more baffling. The couple was no strangers to this area, and they had never had any previous trouble with grizzlies there. But bears, like any other critter, can have variations in personality. Van Manen said, there's lots of factors that can influence how aggressive a bear may be in a particular circumstance. Behavior and personality of individual bears does vary widely, including their level of aggression. And the genetics can factor in, too. He said there's some evidence that can vary among populations as well, but there are a few examples where this has been quantified. Now, what we know right now is that this year is not unusual for bear shootings. In Yellowstone, the number of grizzlies being shot and killed by hunters claiming self-defense this fall, most recently in Idaho, might seem unusual, but it's actually about average. Van Manen said, regarding the defense of life kills by hunters in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, over the last 20 years, the average is about 5 per year. We're close to that number this year, but so far within the range of what we have observed in previous years. I would not go into bear country with only bear spray. I am not a hunter. I have not been in the wilderness since I was in Europe. Well, no, since I was at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. So I haven't been in the wilderness since I was here in Kentucky. And, while I do have a gun or two that would handle that, I would be carrying it. I would be carrying that weapon. And I know the old adage, well, ounces equal pounds and pounds equals pain when you're out there hiking around, but your life might depend on it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Following the U.S. airstrike in Syria, American troops have faced four separate attacks. Yesterday, F-15s targeted a weapons facility in Syria utilized by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and affiliated groups. The next day, the Pentagon confirmed at least four fresh assaults by Iranian-backed groups on U.S. bases in the Middle East. Israel has announced daily four-hour pauses in the conflict against Hamas in Gaza. The move aims to enable civilians in northern Gaza to relocate to safer areas and receive humanitarian assistance. Taking to the social media platform X today, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin announced he won't be running for re-election.
What I will be doing is traveling the country and speaking out to see if there is an interest in creating a movement to mobilize the middle and bring Americans together.
Manchin said he feels he's accomplished all he can for West Virginia. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We have the United States versus Rahimi that is currently making its way in the Supreme Court. And the question is, if somebody comes up for a domestic violence restraining order, can they be subjected to a prohibition on owning a gun or having a gun? And the question is, if you do that, does that violate the Second Amendment? A lot of people weighing in on this one. Now, according to Georgetown University Professor William English, it does. He is a political economist and teaches at the McDonough School of Business in Georgetown. And he has always, or for a very long time, he's investigated the impact that the denial of constitutional rights of those who've been wrongfully accused of domestic violence without due process has had on the millions who have suffered these kind of denials. Now, this had its genesis in the Gun Control Act of 1968, but that has been repeatedly amended and expanded to the point today where someone suffering under DVRO is automatically denied their Second Amendment right. Going back to February of 2020, Zachary Rahimi, he was issued a DVRO by his ex-girlfriend. She accused him of assaulting her, and the DVRO was issued. He was later found to possess some and was charged and convicted under Section 922. He filed suit, claiming the law is unconstitutional. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed in February of this year. Judge Corey Wilson ruled that under Bruin, there is no historical tradition that supported the law and ruled in favor of Rahimi. So the Biden Department of Justice has appealed this in a case now being heard by the Supreme Court. And the brief from Professor English adds to the weight of the arguments against Section 922. The first thing he points out, which is true, we live in the hashtag MeToo movement. We just saw what happened with Trevor Bauer, the Major League pitcher. He claims that such orders are widely abused, often in an effort by a party to obtain a tactical advantage during divorce and custody cases. And he provides evidence that while the defendant must suffer the consequences, both legal and financial, of defending himself, because most DVROs are issued against men, there are no consequences for the other party. He writes that empirical evidence that restrictions on firearms ownership accompanying such orders are effective at preventing domestic violence is weak, and that's because it's non-existent. So, if you want to say it another way, the domestic violence restraining order just doesn't work. But what there is strong evidence of is that these are widely used and abused, and the net effect that millions of innocent law-abiding citizens have been deprived of their Second Amendment rights without any due process, except for the only thing that is condemning for them is they're in a breakup. Now, Professor English referred to his monumental and highly regarded survey or study, the National Firearms Survey, which documents that there are more than 1.6 million defensive gun right use incidents in the U.S. every year. And that because of the increasing use of DVROs, gun owners falsely accused under the federal law are themselves placed in danger when that law deprives them of the ability to defend themselves. And the blanket indictment of innocence based solely on having a DVRO inflicted on them is repugnant. He writes, blanket deprivation of constitutional rights for classes of people based on statistical properties of those classes as a whole would have repugnant legal implications where courts or which courts have roundly rejected. He also comes really close, to claiming that Section 922 is deliberately targeting lawful gun owners by depriving them of robust due process guaranteed under the Fourth Amendment. He writes, for the vast majority of citizens, firearms are life-saving devices, and they should not be readily removed without the sorts of robust due process and other protections we see in involuntary civil commitments and imprisonment. He also said, not only is 922 unconstitutional based on the clear standards established by Bruin, it is also poor public policy, prone to gross abuse with meager evidence of efficacy. The number of people, usually male gun owners, being subjected to abuse under Section 922 is staggering. There are over 2 million active protective orders for alleged domestic violence nationwide issued each year. The efficacy of Section 922 in preventing deaths in even the most optimistic studies is around 120 a year. And on the other hand, English wrote, 4,000 persons die of unintentional drownings each year, and yet we still permit recreational swimming. And so, therefore, we must evaluate the putative and likely benefits of these laws in the context of their cost for the millions of people subject to them who are not violent. See, what he's doing is he's talking about the primary problem here. The DVROs are often requested and granted for the most trivial or devious reason. He writes, the problem is that protective orders can be obtained under false or trivial pretenses, and there are systematic pressures to do so for strategic purposes within romantic and marital disputes. Another problem is the enormity of how many they're doing every year. More than 20.4 million adults report being falsely accused of domestic violence, child abuse, sexual assault, or other forms of abuse. And that means that millions of innocent accused people can potentially be denied Second Amendment rights, which are rights that research has consistently shown are vital for self-defense. He was not real happy with the whole due process thing of the DVRO. He said, it could be argued that disarming men would bring benefits for public safety, but this conclusion would be repugnant to civil rights. Focusing on the non-innate risk characteristics is not a promising path to pursue either. Further, he said, when he concluded, the problem with 922 and laws like it is that their net effect is to deprive a large class of citizens, many who have been falsely accused of their fundamental constitutional right to keep and bear arms without due process, jeopardizing their own safety. Moreover, the benefits to public safety are estimated to be small, in the best case, and perhaps non-existent. Finally, while these laws may pursue a laudable public purpose of disarming genuinely dangerous aggressors, there are other ways to effectively pursue this aim while protecting due process and Second Amendment rights. The DVRO is basically the red flag order, except it's involving two people. It's a couples thing. And just like the red flag law, what they do is they remove guns. They don't remove the dangerous person from the equation. Carol Bound knows about this. So there has to be a better way, another way for this to be handled than this one, because any law that throws this wide of a net and allows this much, this many rights to be trampled on has got to go. It has simply got to go. Now, this Rahimi guy, he's not exactly an angel by any stretch of the imagination, and we'll see, you know, what comes for him later on down the road, because we always watch these guys. But just like Bruin and Heller and McDonald, this is one of these cases where we're going to see where it takes us, because it is definitely taking us somewhere. 922, that one's got to go. That one's got to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. See, this whole thing with the smaller gun thing, this is, it's not going to keep me up at night, but it is making me think, because I am a firm believer in capacity. Now, looking at statistics, I don't need capacity. Except statistics are not indicative of every situation. We have seen other situations. I mean, we just saw something, in Israel where Hamas was coming in on hang gliders. Not hang gliders. I guess it was a hang glider of some sort. Whatever it is, I don't know the actual nomenclature of it, the little motorized parasails. They came in on those. And you could see them coming in on them, too. And nobody was prepared for that. And even if they had been prepared, given the firepower and the amount of people that were coming in, I don't know how effective they would have been, but it would not have been the slaughter that it was. So, there's a very nuanced area of ammunition capacity that bothers me as I embark on this little program. Now, the average number of rounds that is fired in a defensive gun use is a statistic that prompts debate and speculation. And you got to look at this with a very critical eye. You got to recognize that averages can sometimes mask a wide range of scenarios that does occur. However, as James Yeager said, it is typically the rule of threes. 3 rounds, 3 feet, 3 seconds. Now that's good, but just remember, that self-defense situations are unpredictable, and they can vary widely from a single attacker to multiple threats and from close-quarter encounters to situations requiring a long-range shot that is accurate. So you're actually in a place where you're in a high-stress situation, which can impact your individual accuracy and decision-making abilities. So relying only on that average amount of rounds, this can lead to a false sense of security. So I try to err on the side of caution. My minimum complement of ammunition when I go out during the day, when I'm carrying the Staccato CS, is 48 rounds. The minimum. And that's only because I only have three magazines for the gun. If I had a fourth, I would carry three spares. Now, by erring on the side of caution and having more ammunition than you need, this will ensure that you're adequately prepared for the unexpected and provide a greater margin of safety to any life-threatening situation. And it's not planning for the norm. You're going to prepare for the extraordinary. Now, I look at the 10-round number, and for me, I kind of see, okay, this is where I'm getting. I'm in the territory I want to be. This gives you the best chance to respond effectively and decisively in an unpredictably violent world. Masad Ayoub, and he prefaces his research on LEO, switching from 5 to 6 round revolvers to 15, 18, or 20 round semi-automatics. 5 to 6 rounds was usually enough, but usually isn't always. Then there's Tim Grammons, an on-duty police officer, had to shoot an armed violent suspect 14 times with his 45 duty sidearm. 6 of those shots were considered vital hits and should have stopped him more quickly. Now, looking at the 10-round capacity, there are many reliable and concealable semi-auto handgun models out there that hold 10 rounds of 9mm ammunition, like the Sig Sauer P365, the Springfield Armory Hellcat, the Smith & Wesson Shield Plus, Glock 48, they all hold 10 rounds. I am going to use the 43 simply because of the form factor. 48 is a little longer, right? It's a little, you know, it's a little thicker. That's fine. I could probably get by with that. He didn't have one that day. He did have a 43X, but I was looking to save some money. I got a really good deal on the 43, so I'm going to make the 43 work. Now, day to day, I'm probably going to be carrying either my Glock 45 or my Staccato CS. I've got with the Glock, I've got it 17 rounds. With the Staccato, I've got 16. A lot of people are going to ask me, Bill, why didn't you get a Glock 19? Well, because a Glock 19 does not check the numbers or the boxes for the thin profile. Now, I have used a gun before with a thin profile. I have used the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. And those guns were superb, but I had owned another Glock 43, and believe it or not, I can shoot it better than the M&P Shield. Now, along with this, now what I will probably have are 9-round magazines, which is not quite the 10 rounds I want. In the first go-round, I'll have 10 rounds. Because I'll have one in the chamber and a 9-round magazine. The savings in weight, well, I haven't weighed it yet, but I'm sure it's going to be substantial. Staccato CS weighs 2 pounds, 1 ounce when it's loaded. Staccato C2, 2.5. A Glock 26 with 12 rounds in it weighs about 1 pound 14 ounces. So you've got a 1 pound advantage here. Now, for some people are happy just to carry like the Ruger LCP 380, which holds 7 rounds. But in that instance, I would rather have a gun that has a full grip on it. That's where, you know, this is why the Glock 26 isn't here, even though I could get plus twos. The Glock 43, the gun itself, without a magazine in it, my grip is all on the gun. Now, here's what's going to matter. First of all, I will be carrying spares. So the fact that I don't have 10 or more rounds running in the gun at any given time is not going to mean much because I will have spares. And they'll be lightweight spares. They're not going to weigh me down nearly as much. And if I carry three of them, I have 27. I have about 36 rounds of ammunition on me. I'm semi-respectable there. Some people would get out there and they want to carry other things like pepper spray and a knife and a multi-tool and a flashlight and all this other stuff. And in some cases I will, but not every day. Every day is going to be a gun. The other reason you carry spare magazines is purely a mechanical thing, because if the magazine you've got fails, then you want to be able to switch it. So, this will all come down to training. I'm going to have to train with this, and I know I'm reiterating myself a lot here, but if it was only 3 shots and all we need is a 5-shot revolver, and I'm not convinced that is going to be the getting out there and making that gamble on that lowest common denominator, to me, is just a little risky. What if I need 10 or 15 rounds? And a revolver just means I get killed a third of the way through it. So, what you carry is a personal decision, and you have to have a little bit of careful consideration with this. But by all means, whatever you do carry, train with this gun. Whatever it is, train with this gun and become as good as you can with it, because it will make the difference. If you have to use it, it will make the difference between life and death. I'll be back again in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.